irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch here on LA Talk Radio, the world's most irreverent, entertaining, and cool talk radio station. And today, as always, I have an amazing guest and a subject which is going to help, in my opinion, really change your life. I always have, or try to have, a lot of inspiring authors, public speakers, and public influencers to just lift you out of your funk, just kind of make your life a little bit better and make you feel good about where you're going and not look back. Just go forward, be in the now, be in the moment. Well, we're going to do a lot of that today, but we are going to take a little bit of a journey and tell you how to do that, kind of back to get into yourself, explore the inside, and see what's going on to make you improve the rest of your journey here. So if you guys need some inspiration to get your life back on a positive track, or if you just want to have more of a quality existence, then don't go anywhere. Of course, you can download and replay the show always here on LA Talk Radio in my archives on the couch. But you don't want to miss a moment of today's show, because I'm going to be interviewing Andy Anderson. So I'm going to be asking you a few questions, folks, and we're going to get into Andy and what she does and what she's been doing for the conscious community, as I call it. So how can you have better relationships? You want to become a little healthier, a lot healthier? Do you want to enjoy more successes? How about feeling happier in general, guys? You want to do that? Well, we're going to help you. Well, we're going to help you do that today, because my guest is an amazing woman. I mean, she has done so many things in her life to help other people out, including being the, producer of a film called I Think. And, of course, she's the founder of an amazing organization. It's Avaya, and she's going to tell you more about that. And also, she has an amazing package for you to help you change your life, actually change things up, move along, and feel better. Now, I don't know. Have you guys seen the movies The Secret? Yeah. Yeah, a lot of you guys have who listen to me out there. Of course, you've seen What the Bleep and other inspirational movies. Well, this new movie is really going to help you move along, for me, a little bit farther onto your journey. It tells the story of Andy's life. She's actually unveiling her story of her life and what she has learned and the messages she got. I'll let her tell you more about it. And also, there are so many inspirational speakers in the film, which you're going to love. I mean, just a few. Name a few. Bob Proctor, Joe Vitale, Mary Morrissey, Mike Dooley, and many, many more. So it's going to sort of help you remove a lot of the blocks to living more extraordinary lives. And the good news is, the movie's free. Yeah. And then you can find out more how to inspire yourself and move into deeper discovery onto your journey of living a happier life as you check out their program that they're offering. Without further ado, let's I'm yakking a lot today. Let's bring up Andy Anderson. She's the producer of the movie I Think and co-founder of Avaya, the amazing organization to help a lot of people out there. Welcome to the couch, Andy.
Well, thank you, Michelle. That was quite a lovely intro. I thank you for having me on today. I'm super excited to talk to everybody.
Well, cool. It's nice to talk to you. And, of course, I got to see you in the film, all throughout your film. And you're just an amazing, empowering woman. I mean, I love the way you are. And I really love the way how you humbly shared your life's experiences throughout the film in a really nice organized manner and interweaving it with some of the wisdom that is, you know, unveiled by Joe Vitale and Bob Proctor and Mary Morrissey and Mike and Ike and all those amazing speakers. Ike, by the way, is your husband, right?
Well, we're not technically married, but he is my partner.
So well, there
we
you go.
Partners in business and partners in life for, it's going on 7 years now.
Oh, so. Good for you. I love that. I love those happy things. That makes me feel so good. So thanks for being an inspiration to so many people. I really did enjoy watching your movie. So let's talk, first of all, about kind of some of the thoughts and feelings and difficulties, if you don't mind, that you were experiencing that kind of made you decide to follow this journey to transform your life and then, you know, bring it to others in this film.
Well, you know, it goes back at least 7 years shortly before I met my partner, Ike, and we are co-founders of our media company, Avaya, together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's interesting to look back at it because I don't even think at that point in time I was aware of the thoughts and feelings and difficulties that even brought me to where I am today, but I look back on it now and I get that those were really crucial steps in the journey. But the reality was 7 years ago, I had, you know, just gotten out of an amazing, amazing education. I got my master's in nutrition. I had my undergrad in exercise physiology, and I knew what I was going to do with my life. And I had all these amazing inspirations, and I was passionate and excited, and I actually had an internship in nutrition, actually, in New Orleans, which was an amazing experience.
Oh, I
and
bet.
I had some experiences on that journey that led me to say that I would never want to work clinically in nutrition. It wasn't the right path for me. I didn't want to work in a hospital. I wanted to work in a yoga studio or start my own practice or something like that. And so instead of doing that, I actually panicked a little bit right in the beginning after I finished my degree. And the first thing I did was I got a job in the basement of a hospital.
Oh, boy. One of those.
As a registered dietitian. The thing that I said I wouldn't do, and I just hated it.
Yeah.
I was at this point in my life, and I had spent all this money and all this time and all this passion to get this great degree, and then I found myself like somewhere I didn't want to be, and it was all because of me, right? I made the choice to be there, and I made the choice to take that job, and I knew it wasn't going to make me happy, and it was really weighing on me. So I'd been at this job for about a year, and I really didn't have much creative expression in my job. I couldn't, you know, educate patients how I wanted to educate them. I had to stick within a box of what the hospital told me to do.
Right.
And that was really, you know, that was eating away at me.
Right.
And shortly, you know, about a year into this journey at the hospital, I actually met my partner, Ike.
Yay.
We were friends for a few months and stuff before we started dating. And he had been virtually his whole life had been on the road of personal spiritual development, and he just opened my mind. Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how many things he opened my mind to. And he opened my mind to getting that for myself, that I didn't have to, you know, punch the time clock and do what I hated in order to make ends meet and all these different things.
Yes.
And it, you know, eventually led me to quitting my job. And, you know, we were actually out on a hike one day, and I got this very amazing hit from the universe, right?
Ooh.
A hit of intuition or whatever you want to call it, of guidance that was, like, very clear. It is time to quit your job, and it's time to quit now.
Wow.
And I listened to that voice, and within a couple of days, I had given my notice, and I was gone. And and then I joined Ike in his business. He had a pre-existing media company, and I went into business with him, and that's really where it all started for me, just diving into this world, and then being able to, like, gosh, interview and meet all these amazing people, all these different personal development experts, spiritual development experts, entrepreneurial leaders, you name it, the Bob Proctors and Joe Vitales and Mary Morrissey's and, you know, Mike Dooley and all these just extraordinary people. And that's really how it all began.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great story. And, you know, I also want to share with listeners sort of some of the old messages that you had that we all buy into. And this is why I was so fascinated as well, because there's so many psychological aspects to your film. By the way, guys, in case you just tuned in, you're on the couch here with Dr. Michelle. And my special guest today is Andy Anderson. She's co-founder of Avaya and producer of the new film, I Think, change your perception, change your life. And the movie's great because it weaves Andy's life story and how she's really made a transformation to an amazing life, and how you can too, along with great sound bites, great interviews from powerful, life-changing, influential leaders. Like we got, like you said, Andy, Joe Vitale, Bob Proctor, Mike Dooley, Mary Morrissey, so many more people who have influenced our lives through their, talks, speaking, books. It's a great film. We'll tell you how to check it out in just a little bit. And also, I wanted to encourage you guys, if you'd like to call in live here on the line, you have a question, if that's cool with Andy, about the movie.
Absolutely.
Or changing your life, give us a call, 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. Or if you're shy and you don't want to get your voice on the radio here internationally, you can, of course, email me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, spelled exactly like it sounds, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. And I see some questions coming in already that we'll kind of tackle and answer for you coming up in a little bit. But I want to get more into, talking about your life changes and where you were and some of those messages that you received from the past that had been, just sort of hovering over you like big clouds for so long until you made this conscious decision with the help of Ike. So what were some of those things going on in your life, Andy?
Oh, gosh. Well, we all have a laundry list of those things, right?
Yeah.
We have all of us have our stories. We all have our disempowering stories that we've attached ourselves to over the years.
Yep.
And one of the big ones for me was all about what would happen if I made a mistake.
Oh, boy.
Now, I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this, right? It's like, okay, so somewhere in my past, and I don't even know when it happened, where it happened, who it related to or anything, but I imagine that it would date back to my childhood. But several years ago, again, around the time when I met Ike, I started to become aware of a thought pattern that if I made a mistake, no one's going to love me, right? Everyone's going to leave me and no one's going to love me. Like, that's my story, right?
Uh-huh. I mean, I hear that all the time. I'm sure you do too. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's a big one, right?
Yeah.
It's a really big one.
Yeah.
It's the underlying thoughts of the ego, ego, the egoic thought system, right? Of I'm less than, nobody loves me, or
right.
If I don't act a particular way, people are going to leave me. And I have the story of my father leaving my family when I was a kid, and so that probably ties into some of my abandonment stories that so many of us have. But yeah, I was ingrained in this thought of if I make a mistake, no one's going to love me.
Aww.
They're going to throw me out the door and leave me. And it's something that everyone needs to, doesn't need to, but I encourage everybody to become aware of these kinds of stories.
Wow.
Because whenever I created this, right, for myself, it could have been, right, I was a little girl and I chose to perceive, I made a mistake. I spilled the milk, whatever I did, right?
Exactly.
And I chose to perceive the reactions of my family around me as they don't love me.
Oh,
when it
wow.
could have just been like, oh, she spilled the milk. Oh, it surprised me, and now I'm going to go clean it up, right?
Right.
But voila, then I created this belief that was just ingrained in me, and it's still there. It's not like any of this stuff goes away necessarily.
Right.
It oftentimes lurks under the surface of our lives, but when we recognize it as just a story, that's when we can, transform it. So I think that a lot of us, we attach ourselves to these stories.
Boy,
and most
we
of the time because we aren't even aware they exist.
Right.
And then it becomes habitual. Anytime we make a mistake, everyone's going to leave and people aren't going to love me and all of this stuff. So awareness is one of the biggest keys in this whole journey. It's just becoming aware of what autopilot are you running on, right? What stories have been lurking underneath your life for so long that it just puppets you right
yes.
to life and
right.
and creates your actions for you because you're like, oh, whenever I make a mistake, I'm going to get really upset because I know what's going to happen. Right,
right, exactly.
Yeah. No, that's right,
yeah,
Andy.
Yeah, so that's one example.
For sure. No, that's right. One example of the many stories or messages that we, you know, have bought into from whatever kind of a environment or whoever. I know, don't want to blame it on mommy and daddy, but sometimes, you know, the messages we get in our families are not too positive. Or as little souls who are innocent, you know, we are ego-based and we just sort of, oh, it's my fault. And, you know, what did right. I do wrong? But, you know, we don't have the capacity to understand that a lot of family members or those who are around us, you know, are struggling with their own issues, they project it onto us. So we interpret these, you know, messages of like, I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not bad enough, or whatever. So it does, you know, it really grapples with our sense of identity and who we are as we're trying to struggle sometimes through, you know, making a wonderful life for ourselves. So it's, I get that from a lot of people. And like I said, I'm sure you do too. So let's talk about some of the messages. And also, folks, I want to tell you, and I want Andy to really share with you how to make the transformation in your lives to change your thinking. That's why the movie's called I Think. You know, it's called Change Your Perception, Change Your Life. So, you know, as I mentioned, Andy, so many of the folks you featured in your film are some of my favorite leaders. And, you know, one of them is Bob Proctor. I've been listening to Bob for so long, you know. And he's amazing. So can you explain, because he is at the top of the film, and it's like, wow, Bob, I love him. What he means when he says, we are programmed to see things that aren't there, that our perception actually creates our reality, and that our paradigm controls our perceptions. What does that mean in terms of how we perceive our lives?
Well, that's a good question, and I will answer it from my perception.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah, right.
There's the first layer, right? We all talk about perception, so yeah. I will give you my perception of what I see Bob speaking about when he says this. So, right, our paradigm is all about how we think about the world, like what's our outlook on life, what are our, you know, bundles of beliefs and thoughts that, you know, make our world go around, right, for our individual experience. So whatever our personal paradigm is, it really shapes our perceptions. It's totally shaping our perceptions day in and day out, experience after experience. And so it's actually shaping the lens we choose to see the world out of. So ultimately, yes, we totally have programmed ourselves to see things that aren't there. Right, we've done this through a million itty bitty tiny choices that we've made throughout our lives, all of us.
Yeah.
And let's say we've attached ourselves to a disempowering story that, like, let's go back to our childhood, right? Like, all men are mean because my father was mean, or all women will yell at me because my mom yelled at me, or whatever it is. Then what do you think that we're going to always see? We're going to see exactly what we perceive. So if we perceive that all men are mean, we're going to see all men are mean. Now, that doesn't mean that all men are mean, because that's impossible.
Right, exactly.
Right? However, we've convinced ourselves this is true, and therefore we're truly seeing through this lens. So we're actually programmed. We have actually programmed ourselves through our thoughts and our beliefs and our perceptions to see things that aren't even there. I mean, it's fascinating when you really think about it.
Yeah, it sure is. It is just fascinating. So we have to just sort of shape and kind of change the lens a little bit, change the lens up of how we're seeing things and what we're perceiving. And just like you said as well, those old messages, a lot of those old things that we buy into, that we're not enough, or, you know, whatever, we're not attractive enough, we're not smart enough, we're not worthy, and we're not perfect enough, and all that. I love the way, by the way, you talk about you're not OCD per se clinically, but I mean, you talk about how perfectionistic you are. And that's based on trying to, you know, that little message, you know, if you're not perfect, you're not going to be loved by other people. So we got to kind of change those
things up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really, the number one tip I have for anybody listening right now is just like, it's just about being aware of this. Like,
yeah,
there's so many things like blind spots in your life that you're not even aware of yet. You don't even know that this story is lurking underneath your actions and how you interact with people in your life and how what your relationship to money is and all these different things. And so the first step is really just starting to listen.
Yes.
And pay attention to, like, what are you telling yourself in your head, right? What thoughts are going through your head? And then if you have a certain thought, how do you feel after you have that thought? What emotions does it bring up? That's really the first step to beginning to shift our perceptions, is to become aware of, well, what are they?
Yes. And I always encourage folks, and I know you're a proponent of this too, to really consciously write them down. What are these feelings?
Oh, yeah.
What's going on here? What are these feelings that are coming up for you that when you relate to these things, it's sad. And embrace them. You know, a lot of cognitive behavioral therapies that I, am aware of. Sometimes I work with that particular, type of therapy. But they just sort of say, don't feel, just kind of go now and go defocus. But I think it's really important for us to really get into the reality of what we are feeling, because when we're in denial, and as you mentioned in your film, and some of the other leaders you share in there say, you've got to let the junk come up. You got to deal with the sucky part of life.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's totally key. A lot of us don't want to look at it, right? It's maybe scary or dark or whatever, but without looking at it, it's, if the same patterns will continue to repeat in your life.
Yes, exactly.
Because you haven't addressed the underlying issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, Andrea Vall talks about the words we attach to the situations in our lives in your film. And that's another biggie, too. It's not only the feeling we have, the sad feelings or the less than feelings, but it's also the words we use in our lives, like failure or bad or, that was wrong. And, how we beat ourselves up all the time. You, in the film, share one of your favorite quotes by Zig Ziglar that says, "Failure is an event, not a person." And I love that. Because, if we understand this this message, it can really change our lives. We all make mistakes because that's the only way we grow, right? We have to.
You got it.
Yep. We got to keep on growing.
Yeah, and it's just, are we choosing to identify, right, like with the word failure, and what does the word failure mean to us? It's all about, Andrea says it really well, right? We attach ourselves to words, and we attach meaning, personal meaning, to these words. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, here's the truth. Words don't have any meaning, right? Mm. Like, we created words.
Right.
We as humans created words. It's like there's swear words in the English language that, there's the S word and the F word, and yet in other languages, outside of English, these words can mean totally different things,
yes,
right? And swear words in a different language could mean something different to us. It's
right.
Just completely based on the meaning we've given it. So, it's a lot of people take the word failure and they immediately attach a negative meaning to it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
exactly.
The reality is the word failure isn't negative. It's just we judge it as that, right?
Yes, exactly.
Through our experiences, through whatever we were taught, through the stories we created around it.
Mm-hmm.
And this really, it goes all the way back to perception again. So, you can look at a situation where you're telling yourself you failed, right?
Yeah,
it didn't turn out how you wanted it to, or you didn't reach the goal, or whatever it was. And you could look at that as an opportunity to grow, right? Just as you said.
Exactly.
Or you could look at it, through the lens of failure and negativity and say, I suck and feel bad about yourself and wallow in your misery. And you're never we never get anywhere with that. We're definitely feeding, and this happens to be an addiction, right?
Like, oh, gosh,
the human mind is often addicted to feeling bad about itself.
Oh, absolutely. We sure are, that's exactly, thoughts become things, and you talk about, or also one of your amazing leaders in the films, in the film talks about, the journey of the neural pathway, and how the more we think negatively, the more we develop those neural pathways, which really are sort of addictive, and automatically we go there to the dark side when, we continue fueling those thoughts. So we have to change those things up.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, absolutely, right? Yep. Like you hear the terms, right, in the law of attraction and, you know, this world that we're talking about, right, is what we focus on expands. And,
exactly.
And that's what, I think it was Andy Dooley who talked about that in the film about the neural pathways. And, right, if we're not spending our energy literally generating empowering thoughts, right, what we actually want to achieve, we're if we spend our time generating those thoughts, we're really giving ourselves an opportunity to see empowering results.
Yep.
So if you want to earn more money or have a different career or lose the weight or whatever, if you're generating empowering, prosperous, healthy thoughts, like this is critical.
Yeah.
And, you know, that being said, you've got to do more than just generate and focus on your thoughts, because you also have to get into action, which is another key piece.
Oh, exactly.
We can definitely, it's be, do, have. So, of course, the very first thing and the most important thing is to sit with who we're being and generate those empowering thoughts for our lives. And then the next step is to do in order to actually experience results.
Yes, to do, the taking action part of it. And, you know, that's the whole thing is, and by the way, I really love the way Andy Dooley was talking about, you know, how our thoughts become sort of wired in our brains. And, you know, the more we think, the more we create those neural pathways, which are negative. But then, like you said, the next step, you know, is, you know, just sort of generating some positive thinking, trying to find messages that work for you and look at things differently. You're looking through a different lens again. And like you said, the thing about action, you know, and I think it's Joe, isn't it? Vitaly, who talks about if you don't take action, I mean, like the law of attraction says, manifest it through thought, be there, feel it deeply. Yes, we all get that. And because your mind doesn't know the difference between actually imagery sometimes and actually being in that particular situation, you know. Right. But then the next step, the next step is taking action. So why is that so important, Andy?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, you're never...
I know that's
is,
kind of a...
crucial.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
It's such an important step because, yes, we can sit, right, again, number one most important thing in the be-do-have equation, right, of creating in our lives is to be and spending. And I think a lot of us don't necessarily have a problem with doing. I think a lot of us have a problem with the first part.
Yeah.
With the being and then the doing, because a lot of times people get wrapped up into taking tens of thousands of actions but never like achieving the result that they actually want because there's something they're missing in their beingness.
Yes.
So if we go back to that, then, you know, once we've established and once we, you know, start to establish these neural pathways, right, of generating empowering thoughts for whatever we want to create, then do is absolutely crucial. We can absolutely be in the beingness of making money or of losing weight, but we're not going to, you know, out of the blue just drop 100 pounds overnight by sitting on our couch, right? Like as we talk about the couch, we're on the couch today, you know? So it's doing is absolutely another crucial piece of the puzzle that is definitely missed.
Boy, it is, you know. I have had, you know, patients before that have said, I'm so lonely, I want a partner, I'm so lonely, my life sucks, I have no friends, I have, you know, and, but they want to isolate, they don't want to find excuses, and I'm not putting them down, I'm just saying it's their kind of choice. But I say the only guy you're going to meet is the burglar who comes into your house to come to you. So you're going to attract that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it works in relationships, too.
Right.
Like, how many people can relate to in their marriage or their partnership or whatever, right? Like, we often, like, want something out of our relationship. Maybe we want more intimacy or we want a romantic dinner, right, for the women out there, right? Like, or, like, we might want these things, but we're, you know, a lot of people get wrapped up into, like, wanting them and just and getting angry that they're not there, and yet we haven't done anything about, like, it ultimately comes down to us, each as individuals, taking responsibility for what we want. Mm. And if that's something we want, then guess what? We need to communicate that.
Beautifully said,
instead of,
Andy.
You know, thinking that it's just going to happen, you know, without us communicating what we want. And there's a lot of power in that, you know, speaking up for what we want and, you know, really being straight in our communication, here's what I want. And then you take what you get. You don't always get, you know, exactly what you want. It's not always, you know, perfect in your eyes, but that is there again is perception.
Boy, is that true. Beautifully said, Andy. By the way, in case you guys just came on here on LA Talk Radio, You are checking it out here with Dr. Michelle on the couch and my special guest today, Andy Anderson. She's co-founder of Avaya and also producer of the new film, I Think, Change Your Perception, Change Your Life. It's very powerful, and it's, you know, in keeping with the films like The Secret and What the Bleep and those kind of inspiring films with influential leaders in this film as well, such as Joe Vitale, Bob Proctor, Mike Dooley, Mary Morrissey, and many more. Many, many more. Those are just, I don't mean to miss out on any of the amazing people, Sonia Barrett Robinson, who speaks, Andy Dooley, and the amazing Ike, who also yes, has some, he just has some wonderful insights to share with people as well. So many other people who you can learn from in the film, and we're going to tell you how you can get a hold of the film, and also the program that Andy and her organization Avaya, who she is the co-founder of, offers to you to really enhance your life and practice these tools that are really expressed in the film. So if you guys would like to call in, or if you have any questions or comments, you can do so. The number here live, 323-203-0815 on the couch. Or you can email me directly here at Gmail. It's straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. We do have some questions coming in for us, for you, Andy. But I'd like to answer a few more here before, you know. And I think what we're doing is, as I ask these questions, some of these people are saying, never mind, or they're falling off saying, yeah, got it. Great, great. So they're they're getting their questions answered as we move on, you know. So let's exactly. So I want to get into the quantum thing a little bit, because I mean that's, you know, really a big part of a lot of what we're covering. So Sonia Barrett Robinson, you know, she wrote The Holographic Canvas, and she talks about the concept of the observer, and that, you know, that's in quantum physics states that we can't observe anything without affecting it. So what does that mean, and how does that apply to changing our lives for the better?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a, you know, Sonia does such an amazing job. This is her area of expertise for sure. And I'll start off by saying that I am in no way a quantum physicist.
Right.
So I can't talk about the observer effect from the standpoint of, right, being a quantum physicist or being extraordinarily well-read like Sonia Barrett is. And, you know, she wrote the book, The Holographic Canvas. Mm. And however, I will say that anytime any of us witnesses or observes an event in our lives, we're observing it through our own filters, mm-hmm. right? And yes. this is another way of saying we're observing it through our own perceptions, our own lens. It's based off of our beliefs, our thoughts, what happened in our past, and on and on and on. So from that perspective, you'd imagine that whatever actually occurred, whatever event actually occurred out in front of us, it gets distorted in our minds because of our filters. Mm. And this is not unique to any one person. This is human nature.
Right.
We can distort an event based on what's happened in our past and how we believe and how we see the world, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, this all goes back to awareness again. So if you witness something in your life, it's just about question how you're viewing it.
Yes.
Take a step back and question how you're viewing that event. Mm. Are you actually seeing what's happening? Like, what actually is happening? Or are
right.
you seeing something that's not really there because you're looking at it from the lens of something from your childhood? You know,
yeah.
I mean, you could take a simple example, right, of a snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody is caught in a snowstorm in their car and they're driving down the highway, and one person's observation or witnessing of this event could be, oh my God, this sucks, I could die, like, this is horrible, my life is, you know, falling apart, you know, I'm going to be late to work, whatever, right? That could be one lens. Another lens, a completely different person could look at that event as, wow, I have some extra time to, right, listen to the radio, listen to Michelle on the radio, or listen to an audiobook, or, you know, whatever, or reflect, or, you know, just have some time where I'm not doing anything other than moving at 2 miles an hour.
Yes.
And I'm grateful for that. So, right, we all have the choice to observe different events totally differently, right?
Right.
And we could also take, you know, that's the great thing about observing how you look at an event. you could look at it in many different ways. So just start becoming aware of how you look at something.
Yes.
Like actually take a minute to think how you're looking at it and bring that to your awareness.
Wow. It's and some people say, I know, to you and to me, it's like, oh, but it's so hard to do. Mike Dooley, who's the author, one of the really cool manifestation gurus here. His book's called Thoughts Become Things. He's in your movie, I think. And he explains it very well. And I know your program goes into much more depth about it. But how can we change these thoughts that you're talking about? Just maybe a taste. And I know you've already shared some of the ideas and steps that we can have. But you know, when someone's suffering with things like, how can I change my financial thing? I have physical illnesses. I have to pay off high debt credit cards, and people around me are suffering and things like that. How do we change that? Again, it's difficulty. Yeah, we've got the so-called physical reality, and then we have the mind perception. What is that? Ooh, how do we jump over that hill into, yes, but I'm going to create a new reality. Yes, but
right. Well, and that's the time when it really matters, right? Mm. It's when we are suffering and when we are experiencing challenges, whether it's in our health or we've lost someone or we're, you know, having money struggles. That's exactly, like, that's when this stuff matters.
Yes,
like, really matters, right? Mm-hmm. And it's you know, I just get the chills thinking about it because, you know, we talk about in our program, we actually have a really powerful tool called The Process, and we dive into how exactly you can take steps and go through this process in order to transform something as, you know, really substantial, right, as being in massive credit card debt or having health problems. And it all comes back to, first and foremost, before you start, you know, imagining what you want it to look like and start affirming, you know, having positive affirmations about how you want it to change, you've got to dive into what it is.
Ah, yes.
And it's not, and it's not easy all the time, right? It's hard to dive into what we like to call the ouch factor, right?
Yes,
it's diving
absolutely.
Into, well, I want to be a millionaire, or at least I want to be able to pay my bills, but I'm in massive debt and, you know, you're really struggling. It's like, you've got to see what your reality is for what it is, and don't deny it. You've got to confront what's happening. You have to confront your reality. And, you know, it's like a lot of us, I think, we think that if we focus.
Oops. Where'd she go? Let's see. Let's find her back. Hello, Andy. Are you there? Andy, are you there? Uh-oh. We just lost Andy on the. You know what? We're dealing with, here we are, we're dealing with satellites.
Hi there.
There you are. Sorry, we lost you in mid-sentence. Okay, now we're talking about the process. Go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, you know, we go through this process of, but you really have to get real about what's happening in your life. So if you're $50,000 in credit card debt, you can't deny that. Or you can deny it, but you're not gonna get up over that hump if you're not, like, accepting what that is.
Yes,
and seeing it for what it is.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, like, get clear about what actually is and dive into the discomfort that creates for you. And again, we call it this ouch factor because it's not always comfortable.
Exactly.
But that is one of getting into that feeling and feeling the impact or the ouch or the sting that where we're at right now is creating in our lives can help us then accept it.
Exactly.
And can help us then, right, imagine and set intentions for how we want it to look and take actions to actually create that. But until we actually dive into our current reality, all of that is just whipped cream on a mud pie, as I like to say.
Poop? I like that. Who said that? If you know, it's poop on a cream pie. You can't, right?
Right, exactly. I've heard it in many different ways. But right, if you take, you know, a lot of people ask me and my partner Ike in coaching and, you know, speaking and stuff, right? A big question is, well, why not just focus on the positive, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if I want to be a millionaire, then I just need to focus on that. Well,
right.
If, you know, you have the mud pie or the poop pie or whatever you want to call it, right? And,
right.
And you're like, well, would you like to eat this mud pie if I put some really nice, like, whipped cream or, you know, frosting or something on the top? Well, no, you're not going to want to eat it. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Still, it's still is what it is underneath. So that's how we often get into snags, is mm-hmm. we don't want to take a look at that muddy part, right? We want to just put the whipped cream on top and pretend it's not there. But yes. we've got to take a look at what's underneath before we can move forward.
Well, that's the thing. That is so true, Andy. And I love that concept as well because, you know, also, I don't know, is it Cassandra Vitten? Is that how we pronounce her name?
Vitten.
She's featured in your film. And mm-hmm. she's also in Lead, the other film called Lead, A Quantum Awakening. And she talks about exactly what you're just sort of, you know, kind of moving from, that pain and suffering are inherent and necessary in our life. Esther Hicks says something about the contrast, you know, we've got to have the contrast in order to understand what we do want and live through and embrace the pain to feel better.
Right.
Why is this?
Well, I first want to tell you that the other film that Cassie is featured in is called Leap, A Quantum Awakening.
Oh,
you were
Leap.
Close.
Sorry.
It was Leap, L-E-A-P.
Thank you.
But yeah, she's in that film too. And yeah, she talks all about how we need to have these perceived painful, you know, experiences in our life in order to, you know, see the opposite,
yeah.
right? You know, and I think this is definitely key, because if we don't experience what unhappiness is, how will we ever know what happiness is?
Yeah.
Right? We
yeah.
can't, there's no way of even knowing what it feels like or how we would define happiness if we didn't know the opposite, right?
Right, right.
I mean,
exactly.
And this is what, you know, Ike and I actually, he coined this term, but we call it the power of and.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the power of and, because
mm-hmm.
we live
yeah.
in a dualistic world, right? We
yep.
have the yin and the yang. We have the egoic thought system in the right mind. We have the black and the white, and we're living within both of these things. It's like
right.
living, you know, walking a tightrope in between the two, and one is necessary for the other one to exist in this dualistic, you know, universe we live in.
Boy, is that true, Andy. That really makes so much sense. Listen, I think it's such a wonderful message. And in a bit, we're going to tell you guys how you can get more information about Andy's program and also see the movie for free. Her organization is Avaya, and she is the co-founder of it and also the producer of this film, which is really, it's an amazing film that I think everybody should see because it's inspirational. It's called I Think, Change Your Perception, Change Your Life. And there's a lot of powerful messages from some of the world's most influential leaders. Bob Proctor, Mike Dooley, Mary Morrissey. So many people are in. Sonia Barrett Robinson. You've got Andy Dooley. Oh, on and on. The list is great. So check it out, guys, because it'll really sort of make you want to get in touch with and more information about how you can change you and take responsibility for you, which is a little painful sometimes. Which leads me to the next question. Why is it so important for us to be 100% responsible for our lives, Andy? It's so hard.
Well, this is an interesting question, right? Like a lot of people, you know, it's kind of human nature to want to, I think in many ways, right, to dodge responsibility and it's not my fault and, you know, it's somebody else's and point the finger, right? And then, but when we do that, we're left as a victim.
Yes.
Right. If we're living our lives from the victim.
Whoops, we just lost her again. Let's see here. Let's go back. We're going to call her back. There she is. All right, let's go back. Andy, are you there? Uh-oh. Okay, let's see if we can find her again, because we were just hearing something fabulous. All right, here we go. All right, let's try this again. Andy, are you there? Darn. All right, we're going to have to call Andy back because we want to make sure. Let's see here. Andy, can you hear us? We're talking about how important it is to take 100% responsibility for yourself and also how, you know, we can, let's see here, moving up with my engineer, getting her back on the air. All right, we're going to get her back on the air in just a bit. But what we're talking about here is how we can actually, change our lives by taking responsibility for things, because it's really important that we do that. Because if we don't, because we have to take responsibility for our thoughts, and we, you know, many times we have to say, you know what, this is my creation that I have done. That if you don't acknowledge that, then you're not going to have successes, you know, in your life. So I think it's really important for you all to think about that. We're going to talk about that particular subject in just a bit. And we are pulling up Andy again here on the line. And there we go. We're going to get her. See if she's there. Andy Anderson. Of course, let me just tell you right now, we are talking to the co-founder of Avaya. And she's also a producer of the new film, I Think, Change Your Perception, Change Your Life. And we're talking about all of the inspirational messages in order to help you change your life and move on to happiness, generating more health, actually, as Andy did and shares in her movie. Also, you know, she's talking about, you know, how to change your perception and your paradigm. And there's a lot of the messages that were featured in The Secret and also in What the Bleep and many of the other inspirational films. But I like this film, I think. Not I think I like this film, but I know that I like this film entitled I Think, because what it does is it really helps people go a little deeper and understand how, like Andy was talking about just before we went out here. You know, let's see here. My engineer is working on this right now. But she was talking about how we can, you know, sort of take responsibility for our choices. And that has to do with our thoughts and our actions. And also, I might add that we all make mistakes. We all do things in life, you know. So sometimes things go awry. There's our girl. I think she's going to pick up. Let's see if we can get her. We've got one ringy dingy. All right, let's see if we can get Andy back on the line.
Hello?
There she is. Andy, I'm so sorry about it. We got satellites, baby. We got satellites out there flying around.
Well, you see, this is another great opportunity for us to all, as individuals, perceive the disconnection as the way we perceive it.
I love it.
We can look at it as a great opportunity to
there you go.
Think of it as entertaining and funny, and or we could look at it as, wow, this is, you know, technology sucks.
Perfect. Perfect. And or messages from the universe that, you know, when things go bleep, then we can kind of go from there and recreate our own truth.
You got
so,
it.
There you go, girl.
We always have a choice. Every choice point, it comes one after another after another.
Exactly. Andy, can you share with listeners how they can find out more about you and get the I Think Home Transformation Program so they can go through their process and change their limiting beliefs and also get to see your film, which is terrific, guys. It's called, of course, I
Absolutely.
Think.
Absolutely.
All righty.
Yes. So the website, actually, you guys can all watch our film entirely for free. And the URL for that is www.ithinklife.com.
Okay.
I'll say it one more time.
All right.
www.ithinklife.com.
Great.
And you can watch the full feature film. It's a little bit over an hour, and you can see, again, all of the people that Michelle's been mentioning throughout the call today. Bob Proctor, Mary Morrissey, Cassandra Wheaton, Eldon Taylor, Andy Dooley, Joe Vitale, tons and tons of great, amazing people. My partner, Ike Allen, and myself are also in the film. And then, yes, we have a really amazing program that I invite you guys all to check out. It's called the I Think Complete Program.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, you actually can own the I Think movie. You get the audio digital download of the movie. And then we have a really extensive I Think program, which is a PDF ebook where you can type into the form fields and do all the different exercises and learning modules. And it includes, gosh, I think 33 videos of 21 of the experts, you know, that we've interviewed over the years. Just some really amazing content from amazing people.
Mm-hmm.
We got transcripts, and we've got discounts on coaching and a lot of really great bonuses. And so you can actually find out about that when you go to see the movie. You'll see that on the page as well.
Yes, exactly.
And if you're interested in just our overall company, because we have a lot of other films and a lot of other amazing things we do, that's Avaya.com, and that is spelled Avaya.com.
All right.
And that is actually the name of my eight-year-old stepdaughter.
I love that.
The company is named after her.
Oh, wow. That's a beautiful name. And, you know, thank you so much, Andy. It's just been such a pleasure having you on the show. As always, it's about that time. We got to get going. But thanks so much for being here and sharing your wisdom and your film and all of the inspirational ideas that you share with other people in order to help inspire their lives. So I appreciate what you
do, girl.
Absolutely,
my pleasure.
All right. Take good care. And I'm looking forward to talking with you again about your next film and some of your other projects coming up.
Well, we always have another project coming
up,
so I'd love to.
All right. Thanks, Andy. Take good care. Blessings to
you. All right.
All right.
Thanks, Michelle. Mm-hmm. Thanks, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Bye. All right, again, Andy Anderson. And in case you missed the show a little bit too late, came in there, you can check it out on the archives. Tomorrow it'll be available up here on the couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio. And you can replay, download, do all that cool stuff. Also, my shows are also available for free on iTunes Podcasts. Check it out. Thanks for listening, everybody. As always, great show coming up next week again to help improve your thoughts and work through some of your unresolved relationship issues. As I always say, take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye now.